He was a sneaky stinker. Did I say that? Sneaky stinker. That's kind of a tongue twister, tongue tie, sneaky. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. So, we were moving a little hay, me and old Tuff here. We were moving a little hay out in the field, and he started to kind of get a little stirred up about something. Well, lo and behold, there he was. Old Pepe Le Pew, apparently I can't talk today. Pepe Le, whatever his name is off of Looney Tunes. Old sneaky stinker himself. So in our one of our hay fields, one of our 30s, we have a skunk holler, and they are trying to take it over. And I'm not going to get into details, but I have every intention of remedying that now that hay season's over and I have time. So hopefully by next hay season that won't be an issue, because they have made some holes in the hay field. And let me just tell you, it's like an off-roading, it's just not fun when you're running across there, you know, about 7 miles an hour and hitting one of those big holes and whatever. But that little dude was waddling across the field, and Tuff was not happy that he was in the tractor cab and not out there chasing him. But had he been chasing him, we all know what would have happened. He would have been a stinker himself. Them old skunks are nasty, nasty creatures. Well, lo and behold, a couple days later, we come home, and when we walked in the house, there was an awful smell in our house. I mean, terrible smell. This field is just across the road from our house. Terrible smell in our house. I walked around the house, and our crawl space vents are all sealed up, but there's one on the front of the house that the little screen that keeps it sealed up had been chewed through, and guess who had made his way under the house? You guessed it, old sneaky stinker himself. Why is that so hard to say? Whatever, the skunk was under the house. And didn't have time to deal with him that day. So I thought, well, you know what? Tomorrow I'm gonna have to get a trap, and we're gonna have to go there and do that. Well, he was gone. So I guess he got what he wanted, probably just some cool refreshment under the house, and then he was gone. So I didn't have to do that. So fix the vent, everything's better. But I'm gonna tell you, I've been out there at night before in that field, and I'm just gonna say, one of them little dudes, you get very close to one of them dudes and you got a problem. I mean, you got a problem. Sneaky is an apt word. You'll have a problem. It makes me think about the words that Peter wrote when he said for us to be sober and be vigilant, be on guard, because our adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. He's always looking for his opportunity to pounce. You want to talk about a sneaky stinker? I said it! Oh, anyway, our enemy is always looking for our weak spot and his prime opportunity to pounce on us at the prime opportune moment. So what is the message for us today? Watch your weak spots, because the enemy knows where they are. We better know where they are too. The good news is we have an advocate and a warrior who will fight for us, and his name is Jesus. And today you can cry out to him and ask him to go to battle for you. It's good news. It's good news. If you don't know him, can I encourage you today to cry out to him and admit your sin to him and ask him to forgive your sin and be your Savior? If you'd like more information on what that means, reach out to us through this LifeWord page. We'd love to talk to you more about what it means to know and follow Jesus. Hey, I love you. Thank you so much for joining me on the tailgate today. Until next time, have a great week, and we'll see you next time on the tailgate.